Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria starting the weekend with a high of 25. Joburg going up to 24. Rustenburg a high of 27 degrees.
In Pretoria on SK Mphahlele Drive southbound, there's a stationary taxi near the Putco Depot. It's causing queuing traffic in the area.
In your sports, Springbok winger Raymond Rule is set to hang up his boots due to medical reasons. And Carlos Alcaraz is currently two sets up against Portugal's Nuno Borges at the Australian Open.
A 21-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly selling matric results before they were released.
The hawk descended upon a house in Hillcrest, north of Johannesburg, after their search and seizure warrant was approved. During the search, various electronic gadgets and an unlicensed shotgun with live ammunition were found.
Hawk spokesperson Katlego Mogale says the 21-year-old and his parents were found at the house. The Department of Basic Education laid criminal charges earlier this week following allegations that matrics could access their results about a week before the official release at a cost of at least 100 rand per result. These were then apparently published on a private website called Edumarks. More at jackarandafm.com. Click on news. In the north of Tswane, residents of Hammanskraal, who now have clean water, have been informed that it's time to start paying their municipal accounts. That's the message from Mayor Nosipho Moyo, who visited the Rooiwal water purification plant yesterday, where water is cleaned once again for the first time in some two decades.
All those residents must get their clean bills. Where it says water, it must say zero. And then we start from scratch from the day that they've received clean water. Obviously, operationally, our teams have to make sure that the taps that are older replaced, that the water meters are installed.
In the northwest, the Department of Health has urged police to ensure arrested illegal miners assist officials in identifying the 78 deceased mine workers found underground in an abandoned gold mine in Stilfontein. More than 1,900 miners have been rescued, arrested, and some deported. The department's spokesperson, Chegofatso Mutebedi, said on SABC TV News they will work with other departments, including Home Affairs.
The law dictates to us that we can only have a body between 30 days and 60 days. Beyond that, if we don't have any other means of verification, we are able to extract DNA tests and archive them and bury them.
In international news, Israel's security cabinet is set to meet later today after final details of a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal were ironed out through the night. If approved by Israel's cabinet, the ceasefire agreement would take effect on Sunday and involve the exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners. However, far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir has already indicated that he and his party colleagues would quit the government, but not the ruling coalition, if what they call the irresponsible deal is approved. And when the Olympics return to Los Angeles in 2028, there may be a new sport, Kho-Kho. The ancient game is enjoying a resurgence in India, with organizers now trying to secure the sport's place in the Olympics. Kho-Kho is traditionally played outside on a rectangular court, divided in two by a line that connects two poles at either end of the field. Attacking players move in one direction around the court, trying to tag the defending team. I'm Khada de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus. Die uur, 21-jarige is vasgetrek oor beweringe dat matriekuitslae uitgelek het.
Imagine being the Olympic Kho-Kho captain. How do you spell it?
K-H-O.
Kho-Kho.
The only Kho-Kho I know is a pub in Cape Town on Long Street called Kho-Kho.
Sounds a bit like Nkuku, yeah. Which is also for chicken.
Well,
which is also a game.
Imagine. Yeah,
it is. Imagine that. Making that an Olympic sport.
That combined with the pub combined with.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gold medal in chicken.
In Kho-Kho. In Kho-Kho.
In Kho-Kho.
Right. So it's Friday, check. And it's the first week back for schools, for a lot of people at work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I'm saying is it's a significant Friday.
Mm.
It's that Friday.
Yeah. For most of us who returned to work on Monday.
Yeah.